Serena Caffrey slices pale yellow squash in her family's kitchen this afternoon, preparing a tasty after-school nosh.
All right, so what I'm making is squash dimes, or you can call them gold dollars or something like that. We're going to saute them and make a sandwich out of them with brie.
So these are going to be small, round, veggie cheese sandwiches, no bread. Serena places the squash chunks not into a plastic microwave oven, but rather a skillet filled with sizzling golden butter. Serena hums to herself as she hunts for more ingredients in the fridge. She's a trained singer, ballet dancer, straight-A student, and unlike many of her self-consumed peers, a dedicated activist. And by the way, she's 14 years old, about to turn 15.
And so we have these circles of squash that we're now sautéing with butter on medium heat. And I've cut them relatively thin so that they'll brown, and I don't want to crowd them on the skillet. And that way, they will brown more quickly, which is part of the plan.
Serena Caffrey's middle name, Rose, perfectly suits. She's blossoming with beauty and altruism. She served as a peer helper at her junior high school, fundraises for the arts, and even spearheaded a Hurricane Katrina relief benefit when she was in elementary school. Speaking of kids, don't most of them hate squash?
Well, not necessarily. You see, I think, I believe strongly in this system called the Taster's Club. And this was a principle introduced to me as a young kid by my parents. And the Taster's Club functions as follows. You must taste everything. And that way, you get exposed to things that if you weren't forced to taste, you would never try.
Her interest in cooking peaked when she began working at the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
And just being surrounded by the produce, I started to experiment it with it at home, and I realized my love for it and my passion for it and how good these fresh foods tasted, and that's what got my mind tinkering on this idea of green food solutions.
Serena's new business sounds a bit industrial, but her idea, Green Foods Solutions, emerges from an organizational paradigm called Summer of Solutions. These are gatherings of young people held around the country in places like Asheville, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Corvallis, Oregon, and Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's where she learned the term independent social entrepreneur.
A social entrepreneur is someone who goes out into the community and pursues a business idea or plan, but one that empowers social classes, especially those that are disadvantaged, and also is environmentally aware, and furthermore, the most important part of social entrepreneurism is someone who doesn't always seek value in money.
The Summer of Solutions program was dreamed up by Grand Aspirations, that's operated by a group of McAllister College students in St. Paul, Minnesota. It mixes young people, government, and business leaders together to collaborate on innovative, self-sustaining, and interdependent initiatives that systematically integrate climate and energy solutions, economic security, and social justice. Because eating locally grown foods, preferably organic, is ecological, uses less energy, fewer chemical pesticides, and supports local economies, Serena's decided to teach these principles to children at Nibbles Academy Cooking School in Fayetteville, operated by Chef Susie Stevens.
Firstly, and my favorite, we'll be making a semolina pasta dough. And people get frightened by the idea of making pasta because it seems like such a foreign, packaged, hardened object that we eat every now and then. But really, it's so easy. So few ingredients, it only takes a few minutes to knead the dough. And really, the only long part about this process is letting the dough sit for an hour before we cook it. But it's a two-hour class, so we'll have the time. And also, we've been making a pizza dough, and the kids can build their own pizzas depending on ingredients that they like. But we're, of course, going to encourage them to try new things. And then we're going to be making a simple salad out of vegetables that are abundant at the time.
The pasta sauce, she says, will of course be locally grown fresh tomatoes, not canned. Serena says she observes her peers' preferences for fast food, loaded with fat, salt, carbs, and sugar, and notices the effect.
the food that they're eating leaves them lethargic and tired, and they want to sleep, and they want to get out of class, and they're under fluorescent lights, and their teacher may be droning on, and they just don't have the drive to pick themselves up after lunch and say, okay, I'm ready for the next part of my day. And even after breakfast, if they don't eat a good breakfast, I don't eat a good breakfast. I'm not trying to exclude myself. But it's hard to grasp all that you can in school when you don't put effort into your diet and you're not aware of what you're eating.
Still, Serena is old school.
I went through a phase where I would read Mastering the Art of French Cooking by Julia Childs in bed every night. And I would make the custard again and again and again, and I could never get it right. I still can't get it right, but I kept on trying. So yes, I read cookbooks. I also have an amazing cookbook from the owner of Verbena Restaurant in New York. She's a botanist and cook, and her dishes are so interesting and fascinating. So yes, I love reading cookbooks, but I don't actually cook from cookbooks that much. I just read them to get ideas, but usually I just like to cook my own recipes. And as far as cooking shows go, I don't watch that much TV, and so I don't tend to watch them as much, but love me some Rachel Ray every now and then.
As she talks, she slices brie to finish up her squash sandwiches.
And what I'm going to do is put a half slice of brie between each of these squash dollars, or whatever you want to call them, these coins. And I've turned the heat down to very low now that the squash has been browned. And I'm just going to let the cheese melt for a minute. And I'm going to sprinkle just a little bit of black pepper on top, some freshly ground black pepper. And we're going to stack them on top of each other so that they make these little towers of squash sandwiches. And it becomes this delicious gourmet-ish recipe. And it's relatively easy and very quick. I'm putting on my black pepper right now. And voila!
Teen Serena Caffrey will share her enthusiasm and skills at her Green Foods Solutions cooking class for kids, September 11th from noon to 2 at Nibbles Academy in Fayetteville, supervised by Chef Susie Stevens. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.